Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Hey you, how you going? It's Bass with Lunchbox. I'm here with my friend BJ who edits all the clips.
And I edit all the clips.
And knowing him, he'll probably edit me out of it all. Hey, head to Joy sponsor audible.com.au/joy now for an exclusive offer to Joy podcast listeners.
Do it now.
Right now.
Now.
And again.
Playing Melbourne's most uplifting music mix. Joy 94.9.
You're with Bass.
You're on Lunchbox, the best bits of breakfast and drive on Joy 94.9. I'm Bass, and we've got BJ with us.
That's right.
And we're going to be talking about all the highlights. Coming up, Jackson Greta with some hilarious segments. We've got some cool music. Triple Threat have some very funny tales about dog balls. But first, we're going to Jackson Greta.
Your voice, your radio station, Joy 94.9.
G-Bang.
Oh, mate.
Give me the latest.
The Bachelorette was on last week, and isn't it just a fantastic show?
It's my second favourite show.
I don't want to ask what your first favourite show is. That makes me nervous.
The Bachelor.
Okay, sorry. Yeah. Wow. No, but on a serious note.
Good description of the episodes.
I mean this with so much love and compassion, but our nation is so screwed up.
In what regard?
None of these men can speak in full sentences, and yet they're the sexiest men in our country.
Yeah, they're beautiful.
When I was
some of them.
When I was heterosexual.
Those were the days.
I found the ability to be articulate quite attractive in a man.
I agree. I like that as well.
Call me old-fashioned.
It's hard to find, isn't it?
Can I do an impersonation?
Please.
Oh, Sam. Date. Oh, yeah, bro code.
You think they're a bit Neanderthalish?
If we're looking for the missing link, I think I might have found
They've got more than grunts happening.
Who could
beat her over the head with a stick and throw them over her shoulder?
They could. They could hunt and gather for her.
Yeah.
Who do you think's going to win?
I think my tip is actually on Richie.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What about the sexual tension she has with Sasha is not PG?
And here is why I don't think it's Sasha. She was on a television program the other night and said that they discussed Sasha, and she said, actually, the person I end up with will be quite a surprise for everyone.
Oh. Wow.
So it can't be Sasha, because that wouldn't be a surprise, would it?
No, because
the man's got the biggest jaw I've ever seen. He looks like a cartoon character.
Well, that's what happens when you've evolved from
he's
the earlier
so
time.
He's just so masculine.
He's exceptionally masculine.
It's quite intimidating.
Can I just quickly...
Via the TV screen.
I got a little bit involved on the Bachelorette website.
That's why we're friends.
And it's incredible. So they've obviously done these interviews with the guys at some point. I think over email.
Okay.
And they're quite funny, and these are my two favourite. This is from Richie.
Oh, my favourite.
Your favourite, your boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Describe your dream date, Richie says. Getting lost in conversation to the point where you look at the time and it's 3 a.m. The kind of date where you are so caught up having fun with each other, you lose track of time. You just said the same thing twice, Richie. Then let's go over to Michael.
And you know what? I want to be in bed by 11.
9 p.m. over here. Michael goes, talks about Paris, and it's really boring. And then he says, an evening boat ferry ride down the Brisbane River with some drinks and then stopping at one of my favourite restaurants, some great food and wine, then maybe some dessert and some post-dinner drinks with good music. Michael, you've planned everything except for me needing to wee.
Well, he's just listing different meals.
He's not a spontaneous lover.
Have an entree,
lover.
Then a main, then a dessert, then an aperitif.
Then I'll teach you how to play soccer.
Who wants to go on a ferry ride on a date?
Come with us as we take you to new heights. Joy 94.9.
You're on Lunchbox, the best bits of breakfast and drive. I'm Bass, And we've got BJ with us.
Yeah, how's it going, Bass?
Yeah, going pretty well.
So what is your perfect date?
What am I perfect date? Oh, anyone who's willing to pay for dinner, really. How about yours, BJ?
Oh, well, that's a good question. I don't know. Let's go on the Melbourne Star.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be the only one that goes there.
Yeah, I think so. I think everyone's avoided it since.
Yeah, at least you'll be alone with your date, right?
That's true. If they're risky enough to do it, that's pretty scary, man. How is it like editing all these clips? For anyone who doesn't know, BJ is the one that edits and produces all these hilarious clips that he does for us.
Actually, it's one of the best positions I've ever had at Joy, because you're listening to the best bits of Joy. Everything is comes together and it's hilarious to work on it. Most of the time I'm doing my work and I'm with my headphones listening to all these clips and laughing top of my lungs, and everybody's looking at me and like, what's wrong with this guy? You know, it's like, do we need to call someone? It's like, you know.
I think I'm the only person that understands, because when I do the same thing. I'm listening to the clips. I'm like, ha 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 ha.
Yeah, and it is really good to work on this show. I really, really enjoy it.
So. And because of you, I can actually present this show. And I didn't realize how funny it would actually be.
Yeah. It's absolutely hilarious.
You're on Lunchbox, the best bits of breakfast and drive. Right now, we have Jax and Greta, who you can catch on the Monday Drive Show from 4 to 7pm, talking about gifts from dates, which I'll tell you all the stories right after this. It's funny. Get ready. Enjoy.
And we were just chatting The Bachelorette.
We were.
The second greatest show of all time, I should say.
Wait.
And in the most recent episode, a bunch of them gave her, gifts, I guess, just to stand out among the crowd.
And it felt kind of out of nowhere. I mean, we should be a bit more cynical. We should know that maybe it came from producers.
Yeah.
But it didn't really have a lead up in the promo or anything.
No.
The episode wasn't about the giving of gifts, and yet suddenly it was one of the famed and magical cocktail rose ceremonies, and suddenly she was getting stuff.
And there was this one particular present I found very strange was Sasha, the manliest man on the face of the earth, painted it was like a weird sketch that you would do at school where he'd like drew the number 4 because that's her favourite number.
Who has a favourite number over the age of like, I don't know.
But they all seemed to know it was her favourite number. Anyway, and then he filled it with different things about her.
Yes, so the 4 was an outline, and within the 4 were little mini illustrations to illustrate her existence.
I don't know. It was weird.
Have you ever gotten a...
Funny you should ask, Greta. I did go on a date. I have been on one.
Yep.
Many years ago.
Breaking news.
Actually.
Breaking news.
many years ago, and he was an artist, which I think means he's unemployed. He showed me his studio on his first date.
Okay.
And might I add, I was very hesitant to go inside the studio because I didn't really like him that much. I was kind of just like something to do on a Thursday night.
Someone showing you their art, it can be quite intimate.
Yes, exactly.
And the fear is, what if you don't like it?
Yeah. And the art was not good.
Is it describable?
I would describe it as the kind of art you do in year 12 when you're really into Bob Marley.
Yep. Wow. Yeah.
Am I getting too specific?
No. So sort of stonery?
Very stonery art.
Rastafarian?
Very rasta. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And so I was, you know, I was kind of like in my head, I'm like, how do I get out of the studio? Because I can't, like, I really struggled to say anything really positive about the art. Like, I really struggled to lie. So I was like, oh, cool. I've got to go. Anyway, as I left, he said, I'd actually like to give you something because you never know, it might be worth something one day.
Ooh, that's a big call.
It's a big call. And he gave me a painting. And it says, one heart.
Yep.
One love. One love.
One love.
One Bob. F yeah.
Wow.
And then a Rastafarian style flag?
Yeah.
And the birth or the death date of Bob Marley.
Oh.
And I still have it.
Ah. It just happened to my body.
It's on the shelf of my boyfriend's house.
A reminder of dates past.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. That's
Do you have one?
I do. I was on a date.
Yep.
Maybe about a year ago.
Oh, it's a new one.
A new one.
Yeah.
Oh, a lesbian one. Considering I was talking about being heterosexual historically.
I love being in that transition of your life. Only.
Yeah, you're very lucky. You got to see before. Did you get to see before and after?
Yes.
You are one lucky duck. Because it happens, you know, you can be with guys and you wake up one day and you're like, what am I doing? Anyway, so I was on a tram with said date.
Okay.
And trams are quite intimate. Like, you are quite close to other people around you. And she said, oh, I've kind of got something for you. And she was quite a funny person, so it was presented in a very funny way.
Okay.
It was the second or third date.
Okay.
And we hadn't yet had any adult time, you know?
I like the way you framed that. Yes, if okay, I understand.
If we're going to talk in bachelor, bachelorette terms, she hadn't been given the key to my hotel
to
room.
To the private room. Yes, okay, yeah. I understand. Thank you.
Yeah. She gave me a badge.
What?
She gave me a badge, you know, a badge that you pin onto a jacket or whatever, that read, nympho.
Is that for you to wear?
For me to wear.
Because you're a nympho.
A nympho, and if you've got children around who are asking annoying questions, block their ears. A nympho is a woman with strong sexual desires.
Oh, my goodness, Greta.
Which I hadn't yet expressed, really.
No.
Because, you know, all the dates had been pretty
polite.
During sunrise hours, Jackie. So that was...
What do you say to that?
But what? How do you live up to that?
Well, that's a very good point. Did you feel the pressure when that adult, when you were given the key to the private room?
I did. I did feel a bit of pressure. I was also like, do I need to wear this? Because I don't know if I want people to know.
Well, that's it. It's like
what you think I might be.
What if she gave you like a t-shirt that you didn't really like, that you still have to wear that, you know?
You do. You style it well.
Don't give gifts on dates. It creates too much pressure.
I do love a bunch of flowers though.
Do you?
Oh.
Better than a nympho badge?
Oh, look, I still have my nympho badge. I might wear it next time I have a date.
Please do.
Give them a heads up.
Australia's most amazing gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9.
You're on Lunchbox, the best bits of breakfast and drive. BJ,
yes.
Gifts from dates.
Yes. I once got a plush toy animal.
Yeah, okay.
Total turn off. Like, but, how old do you think I am? Like,
did they win it from the claw machine and give it to you? Because that's great.
No, I don't know. It was the awful thing ever. I was like, okay, thanks. Bye.
What sort of animal was it?
It was a tiger, a little white plush toy tiger. It was so ridiculous. I was like, okay, bye. Turn off.
That's great. Well, I've won a claw, okay? Mm-hmm. Like, I've won the claw machine. I've given that gift. So that's right. That's pretty cool, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because you actually, that's actually something that you won. Like,
yeah.
That's an accomplishment,
exactly,
you know?
Right. I earned that for you.
Yeah. So what do you think of my new glasses?
Oh, they're pretty cool. Yeah. They're like slick, man. They're looking really good.
It is a gift.
Oh, a gift from who?
But not from a date.
Not from a date.
No. I was in Canberra for the Floriade, and I actually witnessed a shoplifter stealing something from a shop, and I went in pursuit, and I stopped him.
Wow.
And I used a bit of force, and I gave him a couple of kicks and stuff like that. Yeah, I'm trained in Krav Maga, so I know my martial arts.
Yeah.
And I turned him in.
Wow.
And the shoplifter was like, oh, you're the great ever. Like, whoa, you run so fast. And I was like, oh, yeah, well, that's pretty cool. Thanks.
Yeah.
And
wow.
I gave me these glasses, and I was actually pretty...
They're actually cool glasses.
Yeah, and they're polarized as well.
And they go with your Terminator run, which is fantastic.
I'm asking...
Can you get a moment? Is what you're asking, James.
You know what? That's exactly what I'm asking. I need to know if this is a thing. Now, let me give you a backstory.
Yes. Yep.
I was chatting to someone. We're talking bathroom etiquette. And what do you do in the men's room?
Okay, I'm out.
Ladies' room. Because I'd be intrigued to know if there's a similar sort of...
There are no urinals in a ladies' room. Have you ever been in one?
Well, I'm damned if I do, damned if I don't, James.
Now, I was chatting to a guy the other day, and he was looking forward to going to a certain pub or bar or something.
Mm-hmm.
And he was really looking forward to looking sideways.
He was looking forward to looking sideways.
Looking forward to looking sideways.
Pre-planning,
mm-hmm.
checking out pre-planning.
Yeah.
That's...
That's great.
It's very
pre-planning,
clever.
Yeah, I like that.
I didn't think it was a thing.
They're things and they're people's own things.
Yep.
Keep your eyes on your own thing.
Like, look, admittedly, if it's 4 a.m. or something, I might take a swipe to look.
But it's 4 a.m.
My head doesn't move. It's a very James, important skill to have.
It's not an app. You're not allowed to swipe it.
But, during a normal hour of the day,
no,
do not. Just keep your eyes to the front. Especially, no wonder people
hours.
Have,
yes.
what are the, like, stage fright.
Yes.
Yeah.
I thought that was a big no-no. My limited understanding of men's urinals suggests that you just look straight ahead, you do your thing, and you get out.
Oh, look, in the urinals, especially if you're at a sporting event or something, generally, or at a bar watching games, I mean, there's generally a bit of banter, a bit of
sure.
joking.
I've got
no problem with banter, but you keep the eye line. You never look, never below the neck. You don't, because even if you're like, oh, nice shirt, it looks like your eyes could be going lower.
Well, and then you're not saying nice underwear.
Well, you're not. You're hitting dangerous territory as soon as you deviate from the common
like,
reason why you're there.
I'm quite often will have a conversation in the bathroom.
Ah, no issues.
I can do two things at once.
But you are a multitasker.
Thank you. Is it a thing to look? And look, I think this is just a gay thing, to be honest. Like, I don't think guys, you know what? I was going to say guys at footy clubs probably don't do this, but I've heard some other stories.
James,
so,
people
know,
in football rooms, people just walk around butt naked.
Yeah.
There's show offs.
How do you deal with these things? I have
if you've got
no
it, flaunt
idea.
It.
Like, it's just so different. Mm. Like, if girls had urinals, I would not be taking a peek. I'd not be just walking around.
I'd be impressed, by the way, if you guys had urinals. Like, well done standing. Good stuff. You clap.
We're talking bathroom etiquette because I've been recently told that people are looking. I didn't know it was a thing. I just thought it was rude. But it turns out it's a thing that people are doing.
They're just having a little looky-looky.
Little cheeky peek. Now, if you're a little bit bashful, there's always an opportunity for a new product in the market when things like this arise, James.
Oh, entrepreneurial Jess.
What about little pop-up curtains? So, like when you open your flight, little pop-up curtains out the side and over the top just give you your own little private viewing room.
Okay, so like portable curtains.
Yeah, portable curtains, but they're spring-loaded. So when you undo your zipper, pop out, bang.
Okay.
Immediate side protection. I mean, you can come in all different sizes and lengths as well. So if, you know.
Well,
different materials, different colours.
A bit of red satin would go lovely, I think.
I think that there's definitely a market in that for women.
Oh.
A bit of privacy.
Isn't it just called a cubicle?
Yeah.
Yeah, but how hard is it to find a cubicle sometimes?
Oh, you're talking a pop-up cubicle.
Yeah.
Or a poop-up cubicle.
Oh, so you mean just like bringing it to urinals. Following. Yeah, for shiz, maybe.
Or for whiz.
You're up there with the dad jokes today.
Getting around them.
I could not think of anything worse than going to the bathroom with someone next to me. In open space.
Actually, we do have a gender-neutral toilet here that is shared by everybody at Joy. And Christina can't go in the same in the cubicle next to me, James.
No.
She has to wait until I leave.
Mm.
Stage fright?
It's two reasons.
You don't want to hear his noises.
Stage fright, and with Jess, you just don't know what you're going to get.
Look, guys, if you have a coffee in the morning...
Oh,
okay,
no.
Stop. Too
what
much.
What did you say?
Too much.
Guys.
Too much.
Well, fine, have a peek and check what's going on, Christina.
Australia's most amazing gay and lesbian radio station. Joy 94.9.
You're on Lunchbox, the best bits of breakfast and drive. You're with Bass and BJ.
Yeah.
Bathroom etiquette, BJ, what do you think?
Yeah, well, I kind of hear that, what you're talking about. It's pretty weird to peek in the bathroom. It
you
really
just
makes
don't
me
do
uncomfortable.
It.
No.
You don't do it.
No.
Even, like, there's an etiquette as well. When you go, you always take one or two urinals away.
Yeah,
you don't
exactly
do,
right.
Like,
exactly
if it was
right.
empty and you go close to someone, red flag, red flag. But Triple Threat always have some great topics and you can always catch them on Tuesdays for the breakfast from 6:30 to 9 a.m. Now, they've got another segment coming up about dog balls, which it doesn't get more interesting than that. And we've got Madonna as well, CNC talking about their Madge.
Moving on from 1D to Madge.
Mm.
Now, Madge is currently on her big tour at the moment. She started the Rebel Heart Tour, which
yes.
is actually coming here.
Yes,
she deigned to visit
yes.
Australia.
23 years.
Yep. And it'll be even longer than that before she comes back. But anyway, there's a story going around in the National Enquirer newspaper in the US of A at the moment.
Maybe they'll tour her glass casket around because... 23 years from now, she'll be, what, 80?
She'll still be out there wearing very little. But apparently, the dancers on her Rebel Heart tour have declared a mutiny because they are alleging she is working them straight into the grave.
Really?
Yep. She's been acting a little bit insane, according to sources. I like sources. One of the dancers broke her arm during rehearsals, and instead of showing any concern, you know what Madonna did? She had a meltdown.
Oh, no, I'll have to train another dancer.
Don't you ruin my show.
Jesus.
And the crew have also claimed that the lovely Madonna is verbally abusive, demands they wear black at all times. She's very Melbourne. And... She knows everyone she hires will work countless hours at less than minimum wage because they want to work for Madonna.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not. And you know what she's doing next?
What?
She's opening a 7-Eleven.
Well, this was some forward thinking of her, wasn't it?
Planned ahead.
Mm.
Come with us as we take you to new heights. Joy 94.9.
You're on Lunchbox, the best bits of breakfast and drive with Bass and BJ.
Yes, and CNC Drive are my favourites.
They're so funny. I love their topics.
Yeah, me too. And it's always Madonna.
Imagine breaking your arm and then Madonna, instead of showing sympathy, just having a meltdown.
It fires you while you were on minimum wage anyway. Well, how bad is that?
But you wouldn't be angry because it's Madonna. You would just understand.
I would be furious. I would set her hair on fire if I could. I would.
You wouldn't do an MJ to Madonna. I think, like, you know, it's expected with Madonna.
She should get her teeth fixed. She's probably too greedy to do that as well.
Okay, this is the Madonna topic, which splits the Joy community. Stay tuned, guys, because we've got Triple Threat talking about dog balls very, very soon. What do they mean? You'll find out very shortly.
And for those of you who don't know, it is school holidays at the moment here in Victoria, and the Royal Easter Show has started.
Ugh.
No, the Royal Melbourne Show. The Royal Easter Show is in Sydney. Mm-hmm.
And it's also in Easter.
Yes. But people now... I haven't actually been to these shows. Actually, I've been to the Royal Easter one once, but I haven't been to the Royal Melbourne one. Now, people, because from what I understand, they do dog shows and pet shows and animal shows.
A lot of animals. Mm-hmm. Big attractions is the animals.
Well, it turns out people are taking things to the next level. And I'm questioning people's judgment calls here. We've got dogs with dog braces.
What?
Like on their teeth.
Yep, on their teeth.
Aww.
We've got people who are dyeing their pets certain colours.
Their hair.
Yep. Well, their fur.
Well, redheads are in it.
Yeah, what else?
Redheads are in at the moment, guys, so.
Right.
Yeah.
In animals or
be
in
happy.
Life?
I don't know.
Just in life.
Just in life.
But I think the thing
I
that
don't
I've.
Know if they go out, just for the record.
Well, not in summer because they burn.
Thank you. The thing that I find the most concerning, I think, is the fact that male dogs who have been desexed are, let's just say they're having a bit of plastic surgery going on.
So if they've been to sex, they've had things removed.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And in this instance, they're having things
put back.
Put back.
Let me show you a picture.
I just find that fake. Counterproductive.
Fake. Well, I don't know. Maybe.
Oh my gosh. Mate. It looks like what a breast.
Well, yeah, just much smaller.
Yeah.
Much smaller.
When you see those like silicone implants. Hold on, I'm not done with it yet, Jess. I'm examining it.
See, they really do stick out like
fake dog's balls.
Yeah, fake dog's balls.
Fake. Interesting.
I just find it counterproductive. Snip them off, then put them back on. It's just, it's double handling. That's what it is.
Do you think that there's some dogs that are like, make them bigger, make them bigger?
two barks for bigger, one bark for smaller.
The world's most uplifting radio station, Joy 94.9.
You're on Lunchbox, the best bits of breakfast and drive on Joy 94.9. I'm Bass and I'm with BJ.
Yep.
Dog balls.
Yeah, I was amazed. I just didn't know. I've just heard something new and I'm flabbergasted.
And do you think it's done for other people looking at the dogs, or do you reckon it's for other dogs to look at them? because there are some dogs who are quite, you know, they've got, you know.
Yeah, well, I mean, I like painting or dyeing your dog another color, I've seen that before. I've had friends who had a white cat, and they would paint it in, like, purple or red.
Yeah.
I always thought it was kind of funky. I mean, yeah, I could get into
it's
that.
It's cool.
But aesthetic. Balls? Yeah. For real? Like,
even comparing that to the braces, that makes sense because that's needed for something. But the balls.
The balls is, it's kind of freaky.
It is. And what if they drop one? Do you reckon they'll play fetch with it? Like, that was James, Jess and Christina for Triple Threat. You can catch them on Tuesday, 6:30 till 9. And stay tuned for a bit of CNC Drive Factory.
Now, who's the big power couple at the moment? You would have to say, no, not us. No, Calvin Harris and Taylor Swift.
Oh, yeah.
They are music's power couple.
So, combined incomes of billions.
Yeah. I know, but turns out things might be on the rocks and Calvin is a bit of a cheap ass.
Sorry? Michelle, what? What? What?
Whether you wanted me to comment
you
or
may,
not.
You can comment.
I was asking whether I was on or off the microphone. Do
while
I sit
standing in front of the microphone, yes.
Turn her off. Now, Calvin has been snapped. Now, look, you know Los Angeles, where Disneyland is, the happiest place in the world?
Yes.
Calvin Harris has been snapped coming out of an establishment that offers happiness as well, but only at the end.
Oh, no.
And the cheap bastard, it's only a $50 establishment. He can afford better.
He's working his way up.
Oh.
Happy hair.
I wonder how deep that love was.
It was deep tissue.
Deep tissue, yes.
Come with us as we take you to new heights. Joy 94.9.
You're on Lunchbox, the best bits of breakfast and drive on Joy 94.9 with Bass and BJ.
Absolutely, and I would like to try that Calvin Harris too if it's only $50.
Yeah.
Why not?
It's like a fairy tale, you know? It comes with a happy ending, you know? I do have to say, like, you know, if Taylor Swift is going to be angry about it, mm-hmm. you can probably catch it in her new song.
Right.
Yeah.
And that would be lovely.
Exactly right. Taylor Swift writing about, what would she say? Like, what would the title be? Happy endings, just not with me? And the Disneyland tour of all places, the happiest place on earth. So I guess if you're going to get one, might as well be there.
Yeah. Disneyland. Kind of weird, but hey, why not?
Exactly right.
Kind of new.
I'm going to introduce the next segment very shortly, but it's an interview with Michael Dalton, as well as Dolly Diamond. Got a new show coming up, and Chris and Cam talk. Are you ready for it, guys? Are you ready? Are you ready? Eurovision! Right now we have an interview with Michael Dalton, and it's a fantastic one. He does so much. He does Dolly Diamond, and in this show that he's got coming up, he plays a brother and sister duo. Can you imagine how hard that is, being a brother and a sister?
It would be fun.
Yeah, it would definitely
At least
be fun.
They love each other to bits.
Exactly right.
Yeah, right.
Apparently there's a bit of rivalry in this.
Oh.
Yeah. And if you want to find out more, you can always catch the Royal Daltons for the drive show from 4 to 7 p.m. The Royal Daltons on Wednesday.
Yeah, that's today.
That's today. Exactly
yeah,
right.
Exactly right. So stay tuned.
And they'll be run very, very shortly. Not too shortly, a few hours away. And right after that interview, got some kick-ass songs. Christina Aguilera coming up. I'm not going to tell you the song, but it's pumping. And then Eurovision. Eurovision.
Drum roll, drum roll.
All right, you're on Joy 94.9.
We have an incredible man on the phone. Are you there, Michael Dalton?
I am indeed. How are you, boy?
Very well, hey, thank you. Now, Michael, we know you so well around here at Joy because you do that very boring Wednesday afternoon show called The Royal Daltons with Glenn Dalton. But you're
Sorry? It's rubbish, isn't it?
It's absolute rubbish. I agree entirely. But you're also so well known for all, as Dolly Diamond and as Michael Dalton as a performer as well, but you're really taking yourself to another limit right now, aren't you?
Well, I am, yes. I mean, a few years ago, someone who you know as well, Rose Garb, gave me a play to read, and I read it, and I loved it. I immediately loved it, and then I thought, well, I'm not ready to do that yet, and then about 6 months ago, I got the play out again, and thought, well, I'm ready to do it now. So I got the right, and it opens next week.
Right. Now, just in a nutshell, it's a two-act play, and there's only two people in the play, and you play both of them.
Yes. Both characters.
Right.
And maybe, you're like, brother in act one and the sister in act two.
Right, okay. Is that telling us something about you and your split personality? Or
I reckon there's more than two characters in me, but don't you?
I agree. No, actually, let's get serious here because it's an amazing... Well, what I've read about it and what you've told me about it, it sounds absolutely incredible in the respect that their father's died and it's the...
No, it's the mother. The mother's died.
Yes, I know so much died. About it, yes.
No, it's all right. Well, basically, Leslie, the male character, he does all of Act One, and it's a very, very long monologue, but it's written by a guy called Jimmy Chin, who used to write Coronation Street.
Oh, wow.
So he knows how to make you sort of, get emotional, but he knows how to make you laugh. So it is a black comedy. And as we know, there's a lot of comedy, in that sort of northern British sense of humour and people that are, a bit down on life, that sort of thing. The mother passes away, and it's all about this character, Leslie, telling us how difficult life is and how he hates his sister Maureen. So he goes on about all that in Act One, and then
he's an older gentleman as well, isn't he?
Yeah, he's in probably mid-60s. So for the poster, I've sort of grayed my hair and wrinkled and. I've got a moustache and all that sort of thing. I've got about 25 minutes over the interval to change into Maureen.
Right.
And Maureen's probably mid-50s. And then it's all about Maureen telling us how she was, sort of pushed out of the family and was never made to feel welcome by her brother. And, she's very angry at everything, really. And but it's obviously very different for me. I mean, yes, I dress as Dolly Diamond, but this is sort of a warts and all sort of version of that, And that, to me, is exciting,
Absolutely.
No support, Carmen.
Wow. Sounds interesting.
Absolutely. I love the idea of it. I mean, I know Michael as a performer, as Dolly, and also as himself, to do this. This is a huge job to take on, and he said about bouncing off people. To do it yourself, I'd be having sticky notes all around the set going, my next line is over there. And I'd be walking towards it looking for script for something to prompt me. Incredible.
And the other thing that we didn't talk about is directed by Zoe Warwick, who is well known around here at Joy as well. Very much in the family, and something that I think go out and support and amaze. We're so lucky we've got somebody like Michael Dalton here in Melbourne, and go out and support this one.
I think this is going to be the thing to go and see.
I think a lot of people are going to be talking about it for a long time. Yeah. What a career he's had. We know him so well here, but he started off as a child actor in England because he originally is from England, and he was in Oliver on the West End.
I heard you see you tell me that.
And then he was in Rocky Horror Show years when it toured the world.
That's a pretty cool career.
Julian Clary, he toured with him for many years as well.
Yeah. Australia's most amazing gay and lesbian radio station. Joy 94.9.
You're on Lunchbox, the best bits of Breakfast and Drive with Bass and BJ.
Yes, and now for real, we're talking about Eurovision.
Oh, I'm so excited!
Yes.
So excited.
Okay, Britain has been pretty miserable over the past few
decades. Oh, we can agree on that.
Decades?
Yeah. And they've had Bonnie Tyler recently. They've had, some big names, and they've just...
Well, the Dutch haven't been very lucky either, so I shouldn't say too much about it. But, good news for them.
But surprisingly, Australia did really, really well.
Yeah,
so
well, it was a very good song.
Yeah, so. Guy Sebastian killed it, man.
So actually, that means that good songs really do win.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
And Conchita, a favorite of everyone.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, always splitting the joy community, aren't you, BJ?
Let's move along.
All right, we're going to introduce our final segment, which is Chris and Cam, who are really one of our favourites. There, you can catch them off for The Drive from 4 to 7pm on Thursdays. And this is us signing off.
See you guys.
See you guys.
But before
we
next
do,
week.
Until next week. But before we do, obviously, we've got to play a bit of Eurovision.
Now, moving on from Calvin Harris and his happy ending to Eurovision. Now, obviously, it's not coming up until, what is it, May next year in Sweden.
Yeah, but you've got to start the selection process.
And
I mean, Melody Festivalen in Sweden will be kicking off very soon.
But one of the perennial losers of Eurovision has finally...
England.
Yes. They have raised, the BBC, who chooses the entrant every year, have raised the white flag and said, we are rubbish at this. Help. Help! They put the call out to the public.
They what?
The BBC will no longer be choosing the Eurovision entrant for the UK themselves.
Let me choose it.
Well, it'd be a better long. They've opened it up for submissions from the general. Anybody can put submissions in now. The UK branch of the Eurovision fan club will assist in the whittling down of the entries.
I'm like, oh my God.
I know. And then they will have a final, you know, perform, I guess, kind of like the Melody Festival and type thing, perform them all, and a combination of jury vote and the public will choose the UK's next entrant for Eurovision.
What we need is Gary Barlow to write the song and a Girls Aloud reunion to sing the song.
And funnily enough, they're actually after established acts as well.
Yes!
They have record industry executives popping around and, you know, talking to people.
England could be back in the game. And let's face it, until Australia's in there in another 60 years again, it's who we got to vote for.
Hey, you never know. SBS can grease some palms. You never know. We might be back again next year.
Go the UK. Go the Brits.
Come on. Because how brilliant would it be if they got, like, Girls Aloud back together for this?
Ah, or we could just merge Sugar Babes and Girls Aloud into one supergroup.
The original.
There'd be too many people on stage, but...
Well, yeah, or they could just be in the background and screens and stuff. We'll put the Saturdays in the, on the screen behind, Girls Aloud at the front, and who's the other one you
Little
said?
Little Mix.
They can hang around in the audience. Oh, my God!
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.